You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take so your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We only chat about a few items, those that affect the roof over your head and your bank account. Not a whole lot there. Let me know if you can find something that does not affect one of those two. And a little bit later this morning, we will be joined by Jeff Sipes. Blue Water Credit will be checking in to chat with us a little bit about credit reports. Give us a little perspective. We can learn a little bit from him. I know that today, most of the news, and I'm not going to get into all of it, but most of the news today we're dealing with it has a lot to do with the attacks on Paris over the weekend. And what I want to chat with you about today is, what does that mean to you? How does that affect you? How is that? What is a little bit of history when it comes to what attacks like this mean from a financial standpoint, not the political standpoint? Obviously, you know where I stand on that. That's a pretty much a given. But what we want to really understand is, what is it going to mean for your money? Because this is a show that talks a little bit about money, about markets. What do the markets generally and historically do on a day like this? So, and are we seeing that today? That's the big question, is, are the markets operating as we would anticipate they would operate in this environment? So the answer to the last question is no, they're not operating as we would anticipate. We would generally anticipate the market moving downward. And the median one-day loss for stocks following an event like we saw in France over the weekend, median going back all the way to the day of Pearl Harbor, is a 2% drop in the stock market. But the market's up 77 points right now. How does that correlate? When do we see the bottoming out of the market? And again, this takes into account our own September 11th, Pearl Harbor, everything in between. Half the time it's above, half the time below. That's why we call it the median numbers. The median numbers being 13 days after the event is when we would see median time for the market to bottom out, 13 days. But here's the important part for you to remember. 25 calendar days later, we are back where we started. That's, again, historical numbers. So just take that, understand it. The big key here, don't panic. It's not going to do you any good, and the markets are going to do what the markets are going to do. And as I said, we are up 77, almost 76 points right now. The 10-year Treasury, the yield on the 10-year Treasury is down 1%. That means interest rates, mortgage rates are acting a little bit more as we would expect than we've seen in times past. So just a thought process there. And, you know, I found this very, very fascinating. Sometimes you got to try and wrap your head around what comments come from people who want to be the leaders of our country. Bernie Sanders. Now, I don't know if you probably didn't watch the debate. I don't think anybody watched the debate on Saturday night. It was a Democrat debate where there's really nothing to debate. They have no candidates on the Democrat side. No one's really running. So you've got Hillary Clinton. You've got the self-proclaimed socialist Bernie Sanders. Martin O'Malley, nobody's ever even heard of him. But here was Bernie Sanders' comments, paraphrased, talking about the terrorist attacks in Paris. climate change is the cause of the terrorist attacks. Really?
Damn!
And this guy wants to be president of the United States. So we're gonna get rid of oil and coal, and that's gonna make the terrorists like us better. Where in the world? And Vermont keeps reelecting this guy over and over again as their senator. Get real. I mean, holy cow. I don't know where they would have found this guy, but holy cow. Interesting. Very, very interesting stuff. That's Bernie Sanders. And then after all of this, what do we see going on? The United States released 5 Yemeni Guantanamo inmates to the United Arab Emirates on Sunday. Now, obviously, I know that this had to have been going on for a while, but really, that's the message you're going to send, is that we're going to release inmates 2 days after we get nailed like this? Really? Just baffles me how our government can be the optics. Now, again, going back to the loon Bernie Sanders coming up with this thought that climate change is the cause of the terrorist attacks. Almost as foolish as the thought that Guantanamo Bay is the cause of people joining ISIS and ISIL and all of these other terror groups. So if we close Guantanamo Bay, now all of a sudden they're going to start liking us? How's that worked out for Israel? I mean, they set up the Gaza Strip to try and appease Palestine, and what did that do for them? Think it's going to change? Think it's going to make any difference? Unbelievable. So far, though, there are 2 states, because the United States, think about this, that whole attack in France was brought about with supposedly 8 people. One of which we know is one of the refugees, or we are assuming to be one of the refugees coming through Syria and had a Syrian passport. Okay, we got it. U.S. plans on allowing 10,000 of these refugees coming into our country before the end of the year, 10,000. And the president, the number is somewhere between 60 and 100,000 refugees he wants to let in. Now, we can't profile. I mean, heaven forbid we should look and say, all the people that have been doing these type of attacks fit this demographic, this age group, this gender, this origin. But we're not supposed to look at that and say, maybe that's going to be the key to the next group. Don't do that. Can't do that. Crazy. Unbelievable.
You know better than that.
Michigan and Alabama, though. And here's the irony. Michigan has said they're not going to allow any immigrants into their state. Michigan. One of the cities in Michigan, or counties in Michigan, just elected a community council. It's either city council or county supervisors. I'm not sure which it is. That is majority Muslim. And they're saying they don't want any of these folks, these immigrants from Syria, coming to their communities. But you do? Or you should? Think about that one. Does that make any sense at all? Holy cow. And one of the president's spokespeople came out over the weekend and says, we've got a great process in place to vet these people totally. Really? 10,000 people between now and the end of the year, and we've got a process to vet them totally. Why aren't we doing that on the southern border? We never do it there. What all of a sudden changed that the president's got a plan to vet the people coming in? Colonel Alan West came up with a very simple solution. No males age 16 to 40. None. They have to have great cause for any male 16 to 40 to come into the country. I wonder why that would be. Maybe it's because those are the people that are doing the attacking. Could that be? But they'll say that Alan West is a racist. Unbelievable. That's just common sense. It's not granny. I mean, the liberals want to push granny off the cliff and correlate that to something. I don't know what. But it's not granny that went into those facilities in Paris and shot and killed people. It's not granny that took over one of the or any of the airplanes that on 9/11 here. But we can't profile. Amazing. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Heard a bunch of shows on infomercials. I know I've got a warped life, but I listened to some of these infomercials over the weekend, and I wanted to report on those for you, try and translate a little bit of what some of these radio infomercials are talking about, give you the real scoop. So we're going to talk about that, and Jeff Sipes is with us or will be with us checking in. FICO scores. We're going to talk about your credit, what's happening, what that means, why you might want to consider selling now before we get into the heavy winter season. Things you need to know about mutual funds. Should I claim spousal retirement benefits? All that and more. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 018.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. real-time real estate segment. It's being brought to you today by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Yes, I understand that you can go to Zillow or Trulia or any one of these other websites and think that you're going to get the value of your home. I'm going to tell you that even on their websites, they will tell you that they're giving you the numbers they give you could be as much as 20% off. So what's that mean to you? That means that if you've got a $500,000 house, it could be worth $400,000 or it could be worth $600,000. Who knows, according to their site. How do you get great information? Well, it's very simple. You just text PEAR, like the fruit, P-E-A-R, to 79564. That will get you a professional equity analysis review with one of the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Professional equity analysis review. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, and they will call you, talk to you a little bit, and get you the information that you need in order to make an educated decision. And speaking about educated decisions, let's contemplate today an educated decision on what you might want to be thinking about if you're looking to sell a house. Now, there are those folks that are saying, well, I think I'll just wait until, oh, maybe we'll wait until after the first of the year. We'll wait until the spring. Here's the issue. There's going to be more competition then. That's the whole item. Do you want to wait for more competition? Do you want to wait until interest rates go up? The Federal Reserve has said, and I don't completely believe that it's going to happen, but I'm going to report to you what they have said and what the markets have been saying or indicating. The markets are indicating that there's a 70% likelihood that the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates at their meeting in December. The Federal Reserve says they want to increase interest rates in December. What is that going to mean for you? That's going to mean it's going to be more difficult for somebody to qualify for a home loan. The more they add to the interest rates. Now, does the Fed control mortgage rates? No. But the prime rate does closely follow what the Federal Reserve's discount rate is. That means those folks that are using as a strategy a home equity line of credit to purchase their home, and that's just for a portion of it, kind of helps you eliminate mortgage insurance or eliminate the need for mortgage insurance, well, that rate is going to go up. The short-term rates may or may not go up. The long-term rates may or may not go up. The Federal Reserve is trying to push up interest rates. They've said that. So we've got right now, there is strong demand for housing. Foot traffic, that's what tells us that there's strong demand. How do we know what's going on in foot traffic? Well, those new lock boxes that are being used by realtors, they track who opens them, how often they're being opened to get the keys to open up the property. That's how they know. Strong demand, according to the National Association of Realtors, for foot traffic. Now, do you think somebody at this time of year is really going out to look for a house if they don't want one, if they don't need to move right away? Window shopping is being done at the malls. It's not being done in houses at this time of year. So the buyers that are out there are serious buyers. We're talking here in Southern California, most of California, about an El Nino this year. Californians do not like to go out in the rain, just the way it is. We think we're going to melt. That's our mentality. We don't like going out in the rain. So that's going to minimize the demand probably later in the first part of next year. Less competition right now. We've talked about this. Housing supply is still well under the six-month supply necessary for a normal market. This means that many markets are not enough homes for sale to satisfy the number of buyers in that market. Again, good news for home prices. However, additional inventory is going to come on the market. There is a pent-up desire for homeowners to move as they were unable to sell over the last few years because of negative equity. We talk about that all the time, the equity issues. And again, I've shared with you, if you want to find out how much equity you really have, you need to text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of our area trusted real estate professionals will get that information to you. A recent study by Harris Poll revealed that 41% of buyers would prefer to buy a new home while only 21% prefer an existing home. 38% had no preference. There's new construction coming online. Process is going to be quicker. There's not as many people moving right now, so that's good information for you. Never going to be a better time to move up, because that way you can take advantage of the market, take advantage of where the interest rates are. Prices are projected to appreciate by over 18.1% from now to 2019. If you're moving to a higher priced home, it'll cost you more in raw dollars, both in down payment and mortgage payment, if you wait. Simple. You can also lock in your 30-year housing expense with an interest rate right around 4% now. You can even lock it in even lower than 4% strategically. You just need to call and we'll talk you through it. It's time to move on with your life. If you have been waiting because you don't know if there is equity in your property, you can find that out information out right now. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you again by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Get the actual value of your real estate. So I was sharing with you just before the break that I spent some time, not a lot, but spent some time this weekend listening to a few of the infomercials on weekend radio. And it drives me nuts when I listen to some of these infomercials, because they are what they are. They're just a long, long sales pitch. And how do you know if the information that you're getting is good information, bad information, fair information? How do you know? So here is the questions or the answers that I wanted to share with you. Some thoughts from what we did learn or listen to over the weekend. One of the infomercials, and I listen to several of them. I go out and walk, drive down to the Newport Beach area, walk around Balboa Island very early in the morning when these infomercials are on. I don't know if anybody else is listening. One of the infomercials came up with a line saying, anybody that tells you that you cannot remove mortgage insurance, FHA mortgage insurance, after 6 months is lying to you. Well, the person that was on there was misleading you, because you cannot remove FHA mortgage insurance off of a FHA loan at any time if it's after this last, in the last 6 months. That law was changed. FHA mortgage insurance for the last 6 months or so is permanent. There was mortgage insurance a couple of years back that you could remove after you had 20%, 22% equity in the property based on the original appraised value. It did not take into account appreciation. So they didn't go through and tell you that. They don't do a daily radio show, so they don't have the time to give you the full story like we're going to give you here on Ron Siegel Radio. FHA mortgage insurance now stays on permanent. That law was changed. Can you ever get it off, or how do you get it off? Well, yes, what you have to do is you have to refinance, restructure your home loan. Now, after 6 months, there is in Southern California many, many areas that has appreciated enough to where you can get that mortgage insurance removed. So there's a lot of areas that that has happened that you can take advantage of that now. Every area? No. A lot of areas? Yes. So it took care of that one for you. 3.7% interest rate is going to be a 5.25% rate when you add the mortgage insurance. Really? Let's see. Let's do some simple math. First off, I'm not sure where you're going to find a 3.7% interest rate, because interest rates generally travel. There's a few exceptions, but they will generally travel by an 1/8% increments. 3.5, 3.625, 3.75, 3.875, 4. Okay, so let's take, we'll throw that out for right now. But let's say you have a 3.5% interest rate on an FHA loan. You add the 85 basis points to that for the mortgage insurance. That gets you a 4.35% effective number just on the interest and mortgage insurance. 4.35, not 5.25. It's not going to add 2%. Now, maybe if they're looking at the APR and they're throwing numbers in there like that, maybe you're going to get something like that. But think about that. Just a little bit more misleading information. Mortgage insurance is not tax deductible. Really? That was changed as well. You got to go back and look at what the law says. Now, I'm not a tax guy, but it was extended. Got to look at that. Talk to a tax professional. If you don't have a tax professional, shame on you. All you had to do is text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. We'll set up that board of directors for you, and it'll give you a tax professional. You should be talking to one right now. In fact, it's getting a little bit late to talk to a tax professional because they report income in April. You do tax planning in October and November. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, things you probably didn't know about mutual funds. We'll talk about it. When should I claim spousal retirement benefits? We'll talk about that as well. And you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment is being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. We've chatted about this before. You need a household board of directors. Every company has one. Why don't you have one for your house? Credit Repair, they're part of the Area Trusted Professional Program. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564. We will help you set up that board of directors in your neighborhood. When should I claim spousal retirement benefits? Do you even know what spousal retirement benefits are? This came in from a listener. I'm a retired 65-year-old man who is not eligible for Social Security retirement benefits based on my work record. My wife is 58 years old and has earned enough credits to receive Social Security retirement benefits. She intends to start receiving her Social Security retirement benefits when she turns 67. Although her full retirement age is 66 and 6 months, I have a few questions. Am I entitled to receive a spousal benefit, or should I wait? Am I entitled to free premium Medicare? Well, you got to wait. It's all based on your wife's age. You'll have to wait until she turns 67 until you can start doing anything. And again, you've got to check with a professional. It's a $500,000 decision. The decision of when to take Social Security benefits, 62, 66, 67, 70, $500,000 decision. You better get it right, and I bet your neighbor doesn't know the right answer or have the tools to analyze it. If you are set up with the Area Trusted Professionals, you will be introduced to somebody who does have the proper tools to analyze that for you. I want to share that with you. Text ATP to 79564. It's complimentary. We do it for you as a complimentary service because you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. And as another service, I want to chat with you a little bit today about credit. Credit is a key issue that, and your credit report, very, very important issue. Now, most people think, well, they're going to run my credit when I buy a car. They're going to run my credit when I buy a house. There's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. I think I've got somebody that said that once before, that something about it being it is what it is, but that's just...
It is what it is.
He's a little slow on the cue today. Yeah, but here's the issue. You can make a difference on your credit, and we're going to talk and educate you a little bit this morning about credit and credit reports and making sure your report is accurate. We are speaking this morning with Jeff Sipes, Blue Water Credit. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Ron. Happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Holy cow. Interesting. Hadn't thought about starting the show out that way, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate the chance to talk with you again.
Absolutely. So I see there's some lawsuits against the credit bureaus. What's going on there?
Oh, man. So believe it or not, the New York Attorney General sued the three credit bureaus in March of 2015. And there's going to be some big changes, believe it or not, with the credit bureaus over the next few years. So they were fined $6 million for what they found to be not practicing like they should be. And some of the changes coming, believe it or not, medical collections, they're going to be delayed from reporting for 6 months because there have been so many issues with medical billing. Authorized users are not going to be reporting unless there's a date of birth, and consumer dispute process is going to be redefined as well.
Wow, and that's a lot of changes.
Pardon me?
There's a lot of changes there coming in.
A lot of changes, yeah. And then this one was interesting. Collections will be removed if they're not contracted debt. So, for instance, if someone has a parking ticket or a toll. And it's a collection, and it's reporting on your credit, it's actually going to come off your report.
That's amazing. Now, the question that I'm going to throw at you, and I don't even know if anybody knows this answer, is, you know, the medical collections being delayed, are they going to have to make that retroactive to whatever the FICO models that Fannie Mae is requiring the bureaus to use? Do you have any idea about that yet?
I don't. My opinion is that... they're not going to be retroactive. It's just going to be a delay from that changed in September of this year. So
when I look at a mortgage report, they're still showing what FICO 4 and FICO 5, and we're now on what FICO 9 or 10 or something.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering what effect it's going to really have.
Yeah, the credit reporting is obviously different than FICO's formula. So, yeah, FICO's using scoring algorithms that are 2 to 3 generations old. So they're not using the more updated or more recent versions, mainly because I think banks are so used to what they're using that they're afraid to make a change and assume more risk with using a different scoring model.
You know, I mean, you're the first person of all the people that I've talked to, Jeff, you're the first one that's come up with that thought, and it's great that the reporting model is not the same as the scoring model. I never heard that before.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting information. So let's move along on there, and then I'm going to throw my 2 cents in here when you talk about them being fined $6 million. That's probably just a pittance in their world, but that's just...
Oh, yeah.
Just my perspective there. So, tell me the primary function of the credit bureaus. What do they really function, or what's their purpose?
Yeah. So, I like to give you a little multiple choice. So, I think it could possibly be to screw up people's lives. B, to be financial police and monitor credit. C, to store and retrieve data. Or D, to predict risk for banks. So. Primary function of the credit bureau, I think most of us get them confused with predicting risk. And the only function of the credit bureau is to store and retrieve data. So all they're doing is collecting information, and then they're selling that data. That's all the bureaus are doing.
Heck, and I would have thought all of the above sounded about pretty good to me.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, because
I
really,
sure,
I mean,
screw people's lives. I think that's definitely part of it, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, that, obviously, that's a personal opinion. We don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I mean, right. Holy cow, they go out there and the data that they present is sometimes accurate, sometimes not accurate, and you have to have an act of Congress to get them to correct the reports, which is why we're great grateful that there are services like Blue Water Credit out there to help us.
Well, thanks, Ron, very much.
Yeah, I mean, doing a great job out there. So where do they get their data from, Jeff?
So believe it or not, they're pulling most of the data off the internet. And Ron, you and I both know everything on the internet is 100% true and accurate, correct?
Oh, always. I mean, you're not going to ever find a mistake there or being misled there.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so... They're getting most of their information.
I think I have a sound effect for that one, though, too.
They're also searching public records as well. Yeah.
I was a little slow on that. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. They're searching public records as well for the bankruptcies,
okay, so
tax liens.
And there can never be any – the government's never going to have public records with errors on them, are they?
No. Yeah. It's unfortunately, I'm sure that you've had this statistic shared before, but they say that roughly – 79% of credit reports have mistakes. So 79% of us in the United States have a mistake on a report. Now, that mistake could be an address wrong or it could be a name wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean information from a creditor is wrong, but it could be a name, address, or otherwise known as.
Now, you see a lot more credit reports than I do, but I see my fair share of them as well, and I'm trying to find – I'm still looking – for any one of those 21% that are completely accurate. I don't care about completely perfect score, but just accurate.
Right.
I've never seen one that's completely accurate.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
And then, so we talked about the primary function of the bureau. Now, what's the primary function of FICO then?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of us confuse FICO and the credit bureaus like they're the same business or same entity, which they're not. So credit bureau, the only thing they do is store and retrieve data. And FICO, their only job is predicting risk for the bank. And so when the bank pulls or a lender pulls credit, they're getting a credit report, and then they're getting a credit score. Now, a credit report does not include a credit score. It's an additional feature to a credit report. And FICO is the name of the company predicting the risk for us to default on our loan to the bank.
Interesting. Okay, so two completely different animals there, and a lot of people will confuse the two of them, thinking that, you know, and we've also got to deal with the FICO score and the FACO score.
Exactly. That's the biggest hurdle I think that we have on a daily basis is a lot of companies are advertising free scores out there. I mean, Credit Karma's being real aggressive. You know, if you Google credit score, I mean, you're going to see free credit score, free credit report, and all those sites are not going to give you a FICO score. And the only way to get your FICO score is from myfico.com, or Experian just now started selling FICO scores this year. But the tricky part about it is, now FICO has 60 scoring models. There's 60 different versions of FICO scores. And so there's mainly four categories of FICO scores, though. There's mortgage, there's auto, there's credit card, and there's generic. And so when you go to Experian to get your FICO scores, you can't get your mortgage FICO scores from Experian. However, if you go to FICO's website, which is myfico.com, it's going to cost you $60 to get all three scores and reports. But really, you're getting three scores for a credit card, three scores for mortgage, and then three scores for auto. So when you go to myfico.com, you're going to get your credit scores for auto, for auto loans, for mortgage loans, and also for credit cards.
And that's going to just serve to confuse most people more than any of this information. But we're going to clear it up for you when we come back. We're going to continue our conversation with Jeff Sipes. Blue Water Credit is his company. BlueWaterCredit.com is the site. We're going to also talk about things you probably didn't know about mutual funds. We'll get into that as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Attention homeowner 62 and older. Do you worry if you can afford to keep your home? Are you concerned about paying all your monthly expenses? Or do you simply wish you could live a better retirement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may qualify for a program that can help. It's called FHA Reverse Mortgage. It's insured by the federal government. You'll receive tax-free money. You aren't required to make any monthly mortgage payments, and you still own your home. Siegel Lending Team is a local leader in FHA reverse mortgages. Call free to get your free reverse mortgage guide, free custom quote. And when you call now, you can get all your questions answered by local experts. There is no monthly mortgage payment and tax-free money you can use for healthcare expenses, home improvements, or just live a better retirement with peace of mind. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-1990 to get your free reverse mortgage guide and quote. You'll also find them on the web at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Call 800-306-1990 now.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Things you didn't know about mutual funds, that is the subject of today's Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Commerce for a Cause. If you take credit cards in your business, you are paying a credit card processing fee. Why not get a 20% rebate of that fee sent to the charity or nonprofit organization of your choice? That's what Commerce for a Cause does. So what are some of the things that you probably didn't know about mutual funds? Here's some of the information I want to share with you. Is the biggest part of the concept is people frequently worry about the cost of a mutual fund. And I'm one of those folks that says, I don't care what it costs. Now, do I want to be ripped off? No. What I want to know is how much is it coming to me? So after all the fees, after all the expenses, what's the benefit to me? What's the benefit to you? To me, that's more important than, is the manager making a lot of money? I hope he makes a lot of money right after he makes me a lot of money. So what you want to do is also look back and see, how does the manager perform against his index? And how does the manager perform when the markets are down? That's the big issues. So don't worry about all those other items that are in there. Worry about what the numbers are for you historically long-term, because that most mutual funds are a long-term hold. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Commerce for a Cause. And we're going to continue our conversation this morning. Jeff Sipes is with us, Blue Water Credit, bluewatercredit.com. Great service to help you with correcting or getting your credit report corrected. They also have some services helping with student loans. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So why do I look at that? I mean, we talked before the break that if we go to myfico.com, we pay the $60, we're going to get three different reports. We're going to get the consumer scores. We're going to get the credit card scores, the auto scores, the mortgage scores. And then we're going to get three numbers for each of those. Why aren't all the numbers the same?
Great question. So you have to remember, when the lender pulls credit, they want to know the risk of defaulting on their specific loan. And so if you're applying for a house, FICO's come up with a version to predict the odds of you defaulting on a mortgage. And if you go to get a car loan, the car dealership is going to go know the odds of you specifically defaulting on that car loan, which is a completely different formula. And same with a credit card. So unfortunately, it's more confusing than we'd like to know.
Right.
And the banks want to know the odds of default, and unfortunately, there's just not one formula that gives the bank enough clarity on risk for credit card, a car loan, or a mortgage. So they want to know specifically what the odds of default are on each loan.
But aren't they buying the information or the prediction or that model from all, if they're buying them all from FICO, why is my Experian number different than my TransUnion number and my Equifax number?
Well, there's two main reasons for that. One, the main reason is, the first reason is that information varies per credit bureau. And so about 65% of our information shows up on all three bureaus, but about 35% only shows up on one or two credit bureaus. And the reason is that information, in order to report to the bureaus, businesses have to be screened, and they also have to pay to report. And so if it's a smaller company, they may only want to pay to report to one bureau, or they may not be approved by all three credit bureaus to report information.
Interesting. Okay, so that kind of answers that one. How about if I pay off debt? It seems to me intuitively, if I have a collection item and I go and pay it off, That should help my score. Am I thinking right?
Well, it common sense doesn't necessarily make it doesn't translate to credit sense. So paying off a collection does not improve your score. Doesn't make your score better. The only thing it would do is it protects you from having the debt sold to another collection agency. So generally speaking, we recommend settling a collection if it's within 4 years. And if it's older than 4 years, we usually don't recommend settling a collection unless you feel obligated to settle it or unless it's required to get your loan.
Okay, that's good news. That's good. What's the magic about 4 years?
Well, great question. So, not to get more complicated, every state has a different statute of limitations for debt. And so for us California residents, the statute of limitations is 4 years, which means after 4 years, the creditor cannot sue you and get a judgment. Therefore, the debt becomes uncollectible. Now, unfortunately, it's 4 years from last payment on the account. So if you have a payment arrangement with a collection agency and you're sending them in money each month, every single month it restarts that statute of limitations for another 4 years.
Okay, so we want to make sure that being that we're broadcasting on ronsiegelradio.tv, and that can be going anywhere. We're talking the numbers that you just gave, that 4 years is California specific. And
correct.
If you want specific information for your area, just got to check with either an attorney or go. Well, we talked about it before. You go on the internet, and everything there is always accurate.
Yeah. Well, you should just Google statute of limitations for debt, and then you would include the state. And if anyone wants to contact our office, I have a spreadsheet with each state statute of limitations. So I'd be happy to provide that to anyone that was interested.
And what is your geographic coverage area, Jeff? Are you able to cover the whole country or help people everywhere?
Yeah, clients in any state. Yes, we do.
Great. What's the quickest way? I just need to get my credit score up like 10 points. What's the quickest way?
The quickest way is paying down credit card balances.
Okay.
To maximize your score, you want to have a balance less than 10% of your limit.
Okay. So we want to get those balances down, and then you can rerun it. How long will it take to be reflected?
It takes up to 30 days. So when we pay off the credit card, it takes up to 30 days for that then to show.
Okay, and if it shows, that means I got to pull my credit again. So is my score going to be affected every time I pull my credit?
Oh, good question. Every time you pull your credit, now if you pull your own credit, there's no effect. If you're applying for a mortgage inquiry affects your score up to 5 points, and then you have 30 days to rate shop. So within 30 days, you can have your credit pulled by multiple mortgage lenders, or the same lender multiple times, and it only affects the score one time. But if you go outside of 30 days, then it will affect the score again up to 5 points.
So why do so many people, do you have any idea where this myth comes from that's going to be the worst thing somebody can do is check their score?
Well, there's just a lot of bad information about credit out there. And
that came from people going on the internet and getting bad information. We don't want to say that.
Right. Yeah. So
tell us, what does it take to get started with Blue Water Credit?
I'm sorry, what's that, Ron?
What does it take to get started with Blue Water Credit?
So we always offer a risk-free consultation. You know, our goal is to be a resource for our clients. So contact our office or go to our website and fill out a form for a consultation, and we'll schedule a 15 to 30-minute consultation over the phone and review their credit report and give them advice.
That sounds, you're making this way too easy for us.
Yeah, I want to treat people how I want to be treated. So, yeah, we're here to help. And then, obviously, if there's something we could do to help, we'll point that out and give our clients an estimate on cost as well.
Well, and I like the idea that from what you've told me in the past is that you're geared about educating people so that, you know, once they understand these issues, you know, they can start working on their credit. Like you just shared with us the idea of 10% maximum utilization on the credit card. That's some great information. Give me one other tip before we run, Jeff.
If you don't have an open credit card, I'd recommend opening a secured card and check with your local credit union, or you can go to credit.com and search secured cards there.
What was that site again?
Credit is credit.com.
Credit.com, and you can search for Great information, as always. We appreciate you joining us. Jeff Sipes, Blue Water Credit is the name of the company, bluewatercredit.com. Don't wait to call Jeff. What you need to do is call him right away. Always be looking at your credit scores, because it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's going to take time to make sure that you get your scores maximized. And the other thing we want to make sure you do right away is set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. Thank you for spending time with us. Thanks to our sponsors. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. If you missed any part of our broadcast, we do put those up, youtube.com/ronsiegel1. And you can also go to ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.